This past week, I focused my quiet time on John's resurrection account in John chapter 20. And just to be clear, I use the terms focus and quiet very loosely. After all, my boys are home from school. As I read John chapter 20, verses 19 through 22, I found myself relating with the disciples in a way I never had before. It says, "On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, 'Peace be with you.' After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, 'Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you.' And with that, he breathed on them and said, 'Receive the Holy Spirit.'" Christ met his disciples behind the locked doors of isolation. Fear locks doors and isolates. The disciples feared the Jewish leaders. Today, our doors are locked for fear of the coronavirus. Fear cannot stop Christ. Love breaks through fear. Jesus broke through their isolation and revealed himself to them. Let's take a closer look at what Jesus says and does. Jesus begins his encounter by proclaiming, "Peace be with you." This is the same God who spoke light, land, and life into being at creation. His words are powerful. He spoke peace to the disciples in the midst of their fear. Next, Jesus showed them his wounded hands and side. This helped the disciples to recognize him, but it was more than that. Jesus identified with the danger they were facing. He showed them the scars of his experience. The danger was real, and Jesus didn't belittle them. Christ doesn't ignore the danger, but seeks to replace fear with peace and encourages his followers through difficult and dangerous times. Then the disciples rejoiced. The Greek word for rejoice carries more meaning than simply being glad. It shares the same root as the word grace. Therefore, the words grace and rejoice are related. Rejoicing is a joy that comes from experiencing God's grace, his assistance, his blessing, his favor. A second time, Jesus proclaimed peace to his disciples. Then the mantle of the messenger was passed on to the disciples. The one who was sent now sends. Finally, Jesus literally breathes into them with the promise of the Holy Spirit. Now that's some powerful resuscitation. We can relate to being locked up in our homes with the fear of death looming. That's where the disciples were, and that's where we are. Continue to picture this with me. In the midst of the fear, Jesus breaks through and proclaims peace. He also passes on the mission of being messengers of the good news. Throughout the Bible, we see instances of isolation. These times of isolation have a purpose: to prepare God's people for what is to come next. The disciples aren't sent out at this point in John 20. The next 50 days would be a time of preparation. Then, on the day of Pentecost, they would be filled with the Spirit. The Spirit would move mightily, and many would come to know Jesus as Savior. Think about the significance of what is going on right now. This crisis does not affect just one area or one country. This affects the world. For some reason, God has allowed this pandemic to occur. Could it be in order to get the attention of the world? Is he preparing the world for a work of the Spirit? Let us view this time of isolation as preparation. Invest in absorbing the Scriptures. Pray that God would reveal your spiritual gift. Until Pentecost Sunday on May 31st, will you join me in praying for the Spirit to move mightily in our lives and throughout the world? As we go forward, remember this: in the midst of the fear and uncertainty, Christ speaks peace. If you can't sense his peace, discover what's blocking it. In this case, it may very well be that the television is too loud. Turn it off. Listen.